Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And now we've sprinted over to Studio 8 and we're in the company of Intua Nua.
Ray!
I told it was 15-y. So you need...
Hello!
Hey! Oh, hey! Oh, yeah, yeah. So Leslie Dowell, good afternoon. How are you?
Ray.
Do you want to name check all the lads?
Yes, we have Sarge here on keyboards, Con on fiddle, Jack Dublin on bass, Paul Byrne on drums, Johnny on guitar, and Dara on acoustic.
Right. And when was the last time you were all together in a room like this?
Pre-pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
No, rehearsal last year for Forever Young, which didn't happen.
Yeah, which has now been called the Forever Cancelled Festival.
Yes. Yes.
So, five times. We were cancelled four times.
Four times?
Yeah.
So it's finally, fingers crossed, drumsticks crossed, everything crossed. It's going to happen on the 15th of July to the 17th of July down in Palmerston in Naas.
Yes.
Palmerston House.
Yes.
And they had a couple of successful ones before the pandemic hit, didn't they? And it's about getting bands like yourselves back together, or some of the bands don't
have to
get back
together. I
think it's
about reliving the 80s.
Reliving the 80s, yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Soundtrack of our lives.
Now, this is a scary figure and you know it too well, but next year in Intua Nua we'll be celebrating what? 40
I have no years. Idea what you're talking about,
40
Ray.
Years.
40 years.
40
yeah.
years.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And who was it? You, Paul, put the band together originally? No.
I put it back together.
Oh, you put it back together.
Back together.
Yeah.
In 2004, yeah.
Yeah, and who was the founding member?
It was Ivan and Martin. They're not here.
All right.
Yeah. They've left, but yeah, it seems like it was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, it was a lifetime ago. Yeah, yeah.
Someone said, "Are you not going to rehearse?" I said, "We've been rehearsing for 40 years."
Yeah. And it must be the appetite for getting in front of a big crowd must be huge, is it, Jack?
Oh, yeah. It's lovely to get back out and do that again. And
yeah.
Yeah. Have a look out over a sea of people bouncing up and down. It's great fun.
Yeah. So, you what was the biggest crowd you played to?
Milton Keynes, I think, wasn't it? 80,000.
Yeah.
Wow. What about the Nuremberg Ring, Fleetwood Mac? Wasn't that 100,000?
Oh, that was 100,000, yeah. That's
you
right.
supported Fleetwood Mac?
Yes. Yeah.
We did a lot of nice big gigs.
Yeah.
Day, yeah.
100,000.
Yes. Bob Dylan was about 79.
Right.
Yeah.
We did lots of football stadiums. We did Feyenoord Football Stadium with U2. We did Croke Park with U2 and Simple Minds. We did...
One at Turin with...
Juventus Football... Yeah. The old Juventus Football Stadium with the Eurythmics.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Do you, what sort of memories do you relive that in your head of an evening?
You know, if you could remember them, you would.
I remember the Illan pipe, the bag of the Illan pipes melted during the sound check in Turin.
I remember it was 102 degrees. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Over 100 degrees.
There's a man with a fiddle over there, and he's chomping at the bit. He's ready to go.
He is. He's ready to go.
You really want to get going, don't you? Okay, that's Con on violin.
Yes.
What are you going to sing for us first?
We're going to sing Somebody to Love.
Somebody to Love. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Studio 8 in the Radio Centre in RTE in Intua Nua, and Somebody to Love. Good, isn't it? That feel good.
Great.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
It really
you
does.
Were rocking it out there, rocking it out. I was at a thing a few years ago with an Emotional Fish were playing, and I can't remember if it was the lead guitarist or the bass player. Anyway, he was telling me that his 21-year-old son was in the audience seeing him play in the band for the first time. So if any, is that, have any ego stories like
that? Electric Picnic. We brought all the kids to Electric Picnic in 2012, and that was the first time they saw us. It was great.
Right. And Dara, who's playing acoustic guitarist today, is my eldest daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, right, there you go.
Keep it in the family.
Cheap labour.
He's got the beard, though.
So it has to be a musician, does it? Jack, it has to be a musician.
Very important, yeah.
And a sound engineer to record all Jack's demos. Yeah.
Did you go up in the estimation when they saw you playing live at Electric Picnic?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Of course.
Cool dads. Yeah. Well, you're staying on to play another song for us before the end of the show, Seven Into the Sea. And just remind people that Forever Young Festival is finally on after all the cancellations. And it's from the 15th to 17th July. If you Google it, you'll be able to buy tickets. And Intuanu will be playing on the Saturday. For the moment, thank you very much. Thank you.
Intuanu.
Anish Toshin and the Peep Skelton and Oakta La Eileen Nicahan. Now we're going back over to Studio 8. To Intuanua. Hello, Intuanua.
Hello, Ray.
So the Forever Young Festival, 15th to 17th of July down at Palmerston House in Naas. And on the Saturday night, you will see Intuanua and they will be singing all their hits. And this one in particular, Seven Into the Sea, When You Are Ready. Finish in Tuanua, Seven Into the Sea, performing at the Forever Young Festival. And the pupils of Sculwhara na n-Ord said hello to you, Leslie Dowdle from Shillelagh, just so you know. That's it from us. We are back on Monday. If you're doing a barbecue over the weekend and you want Conor Wilson's recipe for leg of lamb, it's up there on our website. Barbecued leg of lamb with crispy potato salad. It sounds delicious. That's it from us. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. Good luck to all the sporting teams that are taking part in various competitions over the weekend. John Cook is presenting Drive Time today and he's up after this.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.